with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live in your backyard. This is their first maiden voyage of the statewide edition of the Grilling Guys. We are in 10 different markets all over the state of Michigan, and we are happy to be in your backyard smoking it up, making a little bit of grill envy every time we talk about a recipe. And speaking of that, we've got one of our affiliates over in Lansing, 7:30 a.m. WVFN, The Game, and one of their sports gurus is on the line right now. Mad Dog, you out there, brother?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I am here, and I'm very excited for you guys. Of course, I was affiliated here a few months ago up in Onaway with Barbecue Bob, and Job didn't make the trip, but... Tiger baseball, 25 games into the season. Detroit's 13-12, guys. There's 137 games left. This team has not done as well as people thought. A lot of people thought this team would run away with this division. It's not happening. 247 cumulative is an average. Last night, though, Johnny Peralta, the shortstop, boom, two-run blast to end the game. So maybe this will be the kind of battery charge that this team needs. They've had some injuries. They'll get Doug Fister back, who was outstanding the second half of the season after they obtained him from Seattle. And then, of course, the Delmon Young situation here a week ago that got himself into a lot of trouble. But, 4-0-5, they get it today with the Chicago White Sox. And you know what? In Major League Baseball, I mean, if you want to absolutely do surgery and scale every team down, because I know there's been a lot of criticism with this team and there's been a lot of criticism with this manager. But you know what? The way I look at it is, this manager doesn't hit, this manager doesn't pitch the ball, and I know he's been criticized for not staying with the lineups that he should, and I like the Tigers to win this division, and we'll see exactly how this plays out.
Yeah, well, Delmon Young, whatever. Throw him out.
Well, we don't even know exactly what was said in this whole situation, guys. We really don't.
You know,
I know that
it's the same old story with that guy. Come on, you know, he's been a problem. Let's just put it nicely.
I mean, the only problem that he had was last week, and there's no getting around. You're going there to play baseball, not to party. And
well, there was he threw his bat, what, 5-6 years, the exact day, 6 years earlier?
Yeah, there's no getting around. I mean, he had that problem in the minor leagues when he threw the bat at the umpire. But you know what?
Yeah.
If you want me to start telling you a few other stories with ball players and entertainers and politicians and everything else, there's no getting around. Alleged hate crime is unacceptable in this country, especially by an athlete who's making $7 million a year and he's not playing. There's no getting around it. I'm sure that down the road this will be taken care of. He was reinstated last night. But as far as on the baseball field itself, you know, they're not getting it done. They just aren't. Brendan Bosch is striking out a lot. And, I look at it like this. Like I said, there's 137 games left. Let's see how this plays out. If you want to bury Jim Leal in every one of your shows, that's fine. But if this team wins the division, which they should, that's another situation. But if they don't win this division, Jim Leland should not come back as the manager next year. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you calling us in, Mad Dog. And you got a little Cinco de Mayo party going on over there in Lake Lansing this afternoon. Unfortunately, the Grilling Guys have got a couple other events to go to. Otherwise, we'll be joining you up for a nice margarita on Lake Lansing. What's your event like?
Yeah, we're going to have a Kentucky Derby Cinco de Mayo Mad Dog sports party at the Mayfair Bar. It's been there since 1939. It's on the corner of Marsh Road at Lake Lansing, down the street from the Meridian Mall. And 6:24 Eastern time today, they'll be getting it cranked up at Churchill Downs. It should be real interesting. And anybody that's in the state that's going to be in that area, come down there, because it's going to be one sweet party, guys.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Mad Dog. Peace, love, and barbecue, baby.
Right back at you, guys, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk a little sports on the Grilling Guys show. Give me some information I can utilize today, okay, guys?
All right, thanks, bud.
See ya.
That
Bye-bye.
Was Mad Dog DeMarco from 7:30 The Game in Lansing. Great show every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Yeah, and let's throw down a little bit of help for him right now, because we talked a little bit about a rib tip recipe, and we broke down the brining a couple segments ago. Before we get into the recipe, Bob, I'd like you to maybe explain what a rib tip is.
And then... it's on the end. Okay, the rib tip is the part you cut off a spare if you're going to make St. Louis ribs. When you go buy a set of spare ribs, as you know, it's a great big long thing. It looks like, I don't know what it
looks
like.
And those
are
beef ribs, right?
Looks like a dolphin. But you cut the spare, you cut the St. Louis ribs out of there, which is about a 5 or 6 inch section of straight piano keys across there. And then you end up with this brisket piece with some little cartilage and junk in there. That cartilage junk is the tip, and it's an articulating joint. It's got a lot of connective tissue and stuff in it, and a lot of people don't like it. But it's one of the best kept secrets in barbecue, because that's rib tips.
Right, and it's a lot of flavor there.
That's soul food.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. There's
so
a lot of flavor
that
there.
That brining process I was talking about is good for ribs or rib tips. You brine them. You soak them for 12 hours in the salt water, sugar, citrus solution. And then make up a dry rub. And you can do all kinds of dry rubs, but I really liked Culpepper's. He had some neat ingredients in there, and we're going to have this posted on the website. But consider timing of applying the rub. Some people apply the rub and leave it overnight. Some people do it a couple hours before they do it. And some people just put it on right as they're ready to throw it on the smoker. Be sure to balance sweet and hot. Incorporate your sweet elements and your sugars, maple syrup, whatever you like. And again, those are all on the website.
Yeah, and you know, as far as the seasonings go, there's a lot of options out there that you could choose. We really enjoy these Three Little Pigs seasonings. They're all over the state where you can get these. And if you were making the rib tips, just categorically, would you do a sweet? Would you do a hot? Would you do a smoky flavor? What do you usually like, Bob?
Three Little Pigs Memphis is perfect. I'll actually throw a little bit of mustard on the ribs, pull the membrane off, but rib tips you still can get a little membrane on too. And sometimes I'll even like leave that brisket piece right on the rib tips when I smoke it and just do the whole thing together.
And that brisket piece that you're talking about is, if they were sitting in front of you, it's kind of on the left end.
It's the bottom flap. If
right.
you lay out some spares so that it's a straight line on top, you're going to have something that looks kind of like the continental United States, maybe.
Okay, went from dolphin.
I'm going to cut Texas off.
All right, it went from dolphin to continental United States there. If you're following your map, we went out of the ocean and back on the ground there. But anyway, you cut that off, and it cooks quicker than the ribs, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. A little bit. But it because it's thinner, but you have to leave it on about the same amount of time because it's got so much connective tissue in it. So you might try using a wet mop on it. And a wet mop, you can do all kinds of things, but I'll take a little bit of Three Little Pigs sweet, Kansas City sweet, and I'll cut it with a little bit of water and a little bit of vinegar, some cider vinegar, throw a little honey in there, and I'll get my mop, and I'll mop those ribs several times throughout the process if I'm not using a good one smoker. If I'm using a good one smoker, don't need to mop. It's just going to make perfect ribs.
Yeah, exactly. And the difference there is that it's a steady, even heat. It'll maintain a low heat.
Yeah.
They cook consistently, and a lot of smokers, the temperature will rise and fall.
Right. Like if you're using a Weber kettle and you're just doing a makeshift smoke job, you know, mop it.
Right. Go ahead. Right. And that'll keep it from drying out.
Yep.
So coming up next, we are going to have a 9-time national champion, barbecue king Chris Marks, come on, and he's going to break down a little Mexican goat recipe of all things. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.